going to back up a little bit. Daf Tesamut Beis. We'll start again from Rabbi Yirmiyah, who goes through the halachas of Sukkah al-Gabi Sukkah. The Gemara, today's daf, continues into that. So the Gemara says like this. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's around 10, 11 lines up from the bottom. Daf Tesamut Beis. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Pam Shishteyim Ksheirus, there are times when you have a Sukkah al-Gabi Sukkah, one Sukkah on top of another Sukkah, both of them will be kosher. Pa'amim Shishteyim Psulis, there will be times that both Sukkahs will be possible. There are times that the bottom one will be kosher, and the top one will be pasul. And there'll be times when the bottom one will be pasul, and the top one will be kosher. Now the Gemara is going to explain, going to go into detail over here. What's the case that both sukkahs are going to be kosher? So we have two sukkahs, one on top of another. The bottom one, the schach of the bottom one has more sunlight coming in than shade. So then, and the top one has more shade than sun. So the bottom one has more sunlight than shade. Well, yoin on the top one, the top one has more shade than sun. And the top one is still within 20 amos of the ground. Then halachis, both sukkahs are going to be kosher. The reason for that is that since the bottom sukkah has chamasa merub metzilasa, has more sun than shade, so therefore we could disregard the fact that there's schach here. The bottom sukkah, we could consider it as if it doesn't have any schach. Therefore, we just see that when you sit down here, you're within one schach. What's that? You only see the top schach. You could disregard the schach from the first sukkah schach, because it's only there's more sun than shade. The person who's sitting on top, he's for sure good. There's no reason why he shouldn't be good. His sukkah is tzilasa miruba mechamasa, and he's within 20. Everything's great. The guy on the bottom, also, he only has one schach. He's only in one sukkah, because since the schach over here is not kosher, because it's only chamasa miruba tzilasa, we can consider him using the top schach, and then he's good to go. That's the first thing. That's the first type of sukkah that we're dealing with. There are times that both sukkahs will be possible. What's the case? Both sukkahs have enough schach. The bottom one and the top one. And the higher sukkah is higher than 20 amos. So even from the floor of the top sukkah. So he's for sure out, because his schach is higher than 20 amos. He's for sure out. The bottom one is, even though the bottom one has silasa mirubei chamasa, it has enough shade, more than sunlight, but since he's underneath a sukkah, that will be a psul in itself, because he's underneath two schachs, and we can't, like we had a Joshua before, you have to be in one sukkah, not in two sukkahs. So even though that this one is lamayla michaf, and it's pasul, the schach over here is lamayla michaf, and it's pasul, still, the guy at the bottom, we consider him as if he is within two schachs, and therefore he'll be pasul. Pa'amim, yeah, it's good. Pa'amim, good. Pardon?
In Yerushalayim, they put them in the
Marpeset.
Yeah. So it's much more than 20 amos.
Right, but it has to be from the ground. From the ground, that your ground.
Hey, it has two sukkahs, so the ground of the other, of the person. So why is it more?
Oh, we're talking about that it's more than 20 amos for him. Meaning, this is a very big sukkah. This is a very tall sukkah.
Oh, from the floor.
Yeah, from the floor where he is. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm trying to think: is this really a practical case, like, or is it just a theoretical case?
Well, it is a theoretical case, but I was thinking that it could be possible, right? If somebody, if you live in an apartment building,
right,
and there's only a very narrow place to make a sukkah.
Fire escape.
Right, so you want to build one, you just decide to build one sukkah, literally. Just everybody can have their own private door coming out there, but it's one sukkah on top of another sukkah. It could be.
Right, but there's are they saying that, like, I could see it almost that if the other one didn't attempt to have any schach on it, and it was just a...
What do you mean, the top one or the bottom one? The bottom one, yeah. So then, you're right, then we would consider him that he's just within... We could use the schach of the top one so long as it's within 20 amos from his ground. Mm-hmm. That's like what Moshe is pointing out, is that the 20 amos for the top person will start counting from his floor. But the 20 amas for the bottom person has to start from the bottom. Meaning, so if we want to use the schach from the top for the bottom guy, we have to make sure that this schach is within 20 amas to make the bottom guy kosher. That's what he's pointing out. Oh, okay. So if it would be right, so we're going to see the halachas is about underneath beds. There are cases that you could sleep underneath the bed. We're going to get there. Mr. Shem today's death. But it's also negiah to understand what a sukkah is. Understand one schach, two schaches. That's what's going on over here. Oh, says the Gemara, a third case. There'll be times that the bottom sukkah will be kosher and the top one will be pasul. Hey, dummy, what's that case? The bottom one has more shade than sun. And the top has more sunlight than shade. And both of them are within 20 yamas. So therefore, in this case, since the top one has more sunlight than shade, so he can't. There's no way he could sit up there because he doesn't have enough schach. The guy at the bottom, he's good to go. There's no reason. There's nothing blocking. He's within 20 yamas. His schach is tzilasa miruba mechamsa. There's more shade than sun, so he's good. There are cases where the top guy could sit in the sukkah, it's kosher for him, but the tachtayna psula will be possible for the guy at the bottom. Hey, chidami, what's that case? Kigoyin de tarvayut silasa meruba mechamasan. Both of them, both sukkahs are more shade than sunlight. The kaima el yoina b'teich esrim. And the top one is within 20 amis, so then therefore the top one will be kosher. There's no reason why it shouldn't, because there's more shade than sunlight. And then in that case, the top one's going to be kosher. The bottom one will then be pasul because it's underneath a sukkah. Says the Gemara, pshita. Now we're trying to understand like this. We're trying to understand a case where the way Rashi explains the Gemara that the pshita, we're asking a question like this: if you have one, if one sukkah is going to be more sun than shade. It's a little confusing here. One sukkah is going to be more sun than shade. So on that. Says the Gemara, pshita. Of course, why in the world would we start being concerned? Meaning the whole issue that we're dealing with over here is that a person has to be in one sukkah, not in two sukkahs. If we're talking about a case when you have one sukkah has more sunlight than shade, so what should be the problem? We could disregard the fact that you're sitting underneath schach, so then you're just under one schach. The schach that it has more sun than shade is not considered schach. So then you're just within that one sukkah. Why would you have to speak out a case of one sukkah has more shade than sunlight and another sukkah has more sunlight than shade? If you're dealing with a sukkah that there's more sunlight than shade, so pshita, of course, you're only in one sukkah. You don't see that you're in two sukkahs. You're only underneath one sukkah. Says the Gemara, tachtoina ksheira ve'alyoina psula itzrichle. We want to speak about a case where even though one is going to be chamasa merubim tzilasa, it'll be more sunlight than shade, but the case is talking about, we want to bring out a chiddush that you have a way how to have the bottom one that could be kosher and the top one could be pasul. Meaning to say, what are we talking about? The case is talking about when you have the top one has more sunlight than shade, the bottom one has more shade than sunlight, and that is a chiddush. Why? What's the chiddush in that? Mahu detema nigzar dilma mitzdarif schach pasul bahadi schach kosher. Kamash malan, not like that. When you have schach in the top sukkah that there's more shade than sun, so we could disregard the fact that it's there. We could disregard it. It's not considered schach to make any problems. The fact that there's more sunlight than shade, it's not considered a sukkah up here. Therefore, when you're sitting underneath here, you're only in one sukkah. You're only in one sukkah. You don't see yourself underneath two schachs. We don't see that. However, what about if this case would be exactly the same, just one difference? Down here, more shade than sun. Up here, more sun than shade. However, this sukkah is a very tall sukkah. It's a mila meyesrim. It's higher than 20 yamas from the ground. Once it's higher than 20 yamas from the ground, then it's already called schach pasul. It's already called schach pasul. So then that could create problems for my sukkah down here. Even though down here I have more shade than sun, but like we saw in yesterday's Gemara, that whenever you're underneath schach pasul, if you're underneath like a branch of a tree that we had so many different cases yesterday. But once you have schach posel hanging over you, that creates problems for you down below. In a simple case, if this is just more sun than shade and it's within 20 amos, okay, great. It's not considered schach, but it's not schach posel. There's nothing posel about it. It's just that the sukkah up here, there's not enough schach to make the sukkah up here a kosher sukkah. But there's nothing wrong with that schach. Since there's nothing wrong with that schach, we could say that when you're over in the bottom sukkah and there's more shade than sun, we could say that we could just see you sitting in the sukkah. We don't see you a sukkah underneath a sukkah because there's not enough schach to make it considered that you're underneath a second sukkah. However, if up here would be schach puzzle, so then even if it's only more, even if the case is talking about that there's more sunlight than shade, but whatever shade that there is there, that shade is shade that's puzzle. That's right, that can make problems for the guy at the bottom. So you would think that we should make gzeira in a very simple case, because maybe if you're going to make it kosher, you're going to say it should be kosher even when this is l'may l'mechav. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah is telling me a chiddush. No, if this is not l'may l'mechav, just the bottom one has more shade than sun, the top one has more sun than shade, you're okay. You're only in one sukkah, and we're not concerned that if you say this is kosher, you're going to say the other case when this is higher than 20 will be kosher. That's the gemara. Right, exactly, right.
I just want to revisit something I asked yesterday. Yeah. Let's say you have a sukkah on the bottom that's 10 amos, and a sukkah on top of that 10 amos is 11, so a total of 21.
21, yeah.
Now, if you are on the bottom one is schach pasul, right?
Yeah.
But the top one is good schach.
Right.
Is that okay even though it's above 20? That was a question.
Well, for the guy up on the top?
Yeah, yes.
For the guy up on top, he's good because we count from his floor.
Now, what happens if you're on schach is kosher on the bottom?
Yeah.
The top is 20, the total is 21.
Yeah.
Is that okay still for the person? Is considered now one big sukkah?
Well, if there's more shade than sun,
right,
on the top one,
yes.
If there's more shade than sun. Right, no, for the guy at the bottom, it's still going to be a problem. Because he can't, you're right, because he can't have, the guy at the bottom cannot have anything higher than 20 amos.
Right, now what about the guy on the top? Is he okay, or is it all considered one thing?
Oh, the guy at the top, no, he works on his own.
He works on his own.
Oh, okay, very good. So we got that. That was the complicated part. Says the Gemara like this. Now, the Gemara is going to go into a little detail that we didn't speak out yet. This whole thing that Rabbi Yirmiyah is talking about, that there's a possibility to have the bottom one puzzle, the assumption is that there has to be some type of size to the sukkah. Meaning, again, because this whole issue over here is that you're not allowed to be underneath two schachs. So the question now that we're dealing with, we're going to go into details, everything that we said till now, we're going to go revisit and try to get into exactly what we were talking about, is that what about if the top sukkah is very, very small, less than 10 tefachim. But there's schach. It's less than 10 tefachim, but there is schach. So do we say the guy at the bottom, he's considered as if he's underneath two schachs, because there's one schach by him, and then there's somebody built, might be a very short sukkah, it could be 5 tefachim, but there's schach. Or do we say that no, that since it can't be considered a kosher sukkah, because you're not allowed to be in a sukkah less than 10 tefachim high, the minimal shear height has to be 10 tefachim. So we could say that, no, it's not considered sukkah, so we could disregard the sukkah and make believe as if you just have your regular sukkah. Or do we say that, no, so long as there's any type of structure on top and there's schach placed upon it, that would be possible.
What's the difference between that and a tree branch on top of you?
So a tree branch is schach puzzle. That's what it is.
Oh, it's attached to the ground.
It's attached to the ground. That's schach puzzle. Over here, you have regular schach. You have your bamboo up there.
Right.
Pardon? It could be mitzarif by schach if you put them together. Schach puzzle, you combine them. Right. So over here, if you didn't put them together, meaning if you didn't put them together, right, if they have to actually come together, exactly, very good, yeah, has to come together. So says the Gemara, kami yehi ben sukkah l'sukkah v'tei tachtein p'sula. How much space does there have to be in between sukkah to say that you have a second sukkah up here? And then, if you do, then it can make problems to the guy at the bottom. Amar puna, tefach, mamash a tefach, tefach, tiny amount. Tiny, tiny amount. You had put your schach down, and then somebody built a frame or a tiny structure, and there's schach going like this. Even though that from here to the schach there's only one tefach, says the Gemara, that's already enough to say that now I see two schachs. I see one schach and then the guy at the bottom schach. So the guy sitting at the bottom, he has two schachs. The schach that he put and the schach that's on top of him, even though it's only a separation of a tefach. So you want to know to have the halacha of like what Yonah's asking, to have that halacha of coming together.
Well, mitzdarif, but lavan, maybe would that make it mitzdarif, or it's all one?
So Gemara over here is mavur that you're not going to have. You're asking a question. Asking, why don't you have lavan? Tefach, why don't you have lavan? Okay, so the only thing I could think, I like the question, the only thing I could think of right now is that there's a Reb Chaim, Chedusha Ben Chaim Alevi al Rambam, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, he writes that he's not speaking about this Gemara at all, but he understands that lavud is not magic. Lavud is not that, since you have a space less than three, so then boom, we could see it attached. Not the pshat that we see it attached, it's just the pshat is that we don't see a hefsek. Meaning, when you want to make a machitza, you want to make a wall, so a normal wall, you think a wall has to be like this, has to be a complete wall. Says Reb Chaim that the halacha mesh mesina of lavud is that we could have a wall even though there's a separation of 2.5, 2.75 tefachim. That's okay, you can consider a wall. But it's not that it's one. It never comes together. There are some halachas that we say we could make the wall, we can consider the wall as if the wall stretches out. We'll see there are different cases. Lavud is not magic. It doesn't come together. Lavud, each one stays by its own place. So, but in Hilchas Mechitza, right, that's the measurement. When you have Gedin Ein Beikenboi, so then we could consider it a wall. If a goat can't come through, so then we could say that you provided a wall. Even though there's an opening, we could consider it as there is no opening. That opening is not considered an opening in a wall. When you have a wall, it has to separate two places. So the fact that a little squirrel could go through, that doesn't bother us, because that doesn't make it that a wall is not a wall. But you need to have, if a goat could come through, so then that would be a problem. Then you can consider the wall. But it's not the pshat that we're closing up.
I don't hear that, because if you have two, and then you have pachos mishlosha,
yeah,
and then you have two,
yeah,
and then you have almost seven.
Right.
And then if you have a pesach of six next to it,
yeah,
that seven closes the six.
Right.
So it is like it's closed.
It just means
that's not a part of the Reb Chaim.
No, it's closed as far as that you provided a mechitza. But it's not that we went like this. We didn't go like that. We didn't. There's no way to do that. A wall is a wall. It stops. The wall, this is the wall, and this is the wall. That's the wall. But you consider that you separated this area to this area. And we don't say that this is a problem. But it's not the pshat that we say with love, so now we look at it like this. No, it's not like that. There's no way to look like that. The wall's only till here. There is an opening here. But this opening does not break my wall. That's what Reb Chaim says. So over here, it could be that even though tefach, you're right, there is a lavud, but a lavud doesn't mean that we sit it down. Now, it's not together with the schach. Right? What Yonah was saying from yesterday's Gemara is that yesterday's Gemara taught us that we're able, if we put it together, then even if it's schach pasul, it will be okay. But that's only when you put it together, you can say bitl b'rayv. So you can't come along and say, now, we have a tefach space, so now with lavud, so now I put it together, now you can mix it one big happy family. No, it still remains up here. It does never becomes part of the schach upon the sukkah. That's the way I'm understanding right now.
Is
but that, I hear the question. It didn't come to me, that question.
Is love it according to Reb Chaim, it's a person would say there is a separation there, even though that there's a space. Like if you had like posts,
right,
and
right,
there was a little opening in there, you
right,
would still say there's a fence there.
Right, it's a fence, exactly.
Right,
right.
Space.
Right, exactly. He's saying that, because what a fence has to do is to separate the two places. A halachic fence is not what we call a fence. The fence by us has to be there. You see it completely blocked up. A halachic fence is that it separates the two places. So as long as you do that, even though you have the space, but we still see that you separated the two mekaymus, and that's okay. Oh, so anyway, so that's the Gemara. Kami hei, there's going to be different shittas over here. Kami hei ben sukkah la sukkah betei tachtein of sula. How much space do you have to have between the two sukkahs that will be considered that you're underneath two sukkahs? Amar huna tefach, the shear will be a tefach. Shekei motzino ba'alei tuma tefach. We find for the halacha of creating an oyel of tuma, the shear is the tefach. Like we find tefach agav tefach, burum tefach, mevi es atuma, b'chitzes b'fnei atuma. Sigmar means like this. If you have some type of pole, let's say you have a pole of a tefach by a tefach, and it's lift and it's up from the ground by a tefach. So then, if let's say you have a one piece, let's say you have a spoon over here and a fork down there, and there's tumah in one area. So since we could consider this a oil, this could be considered a tent because it's one tefach high off the ground, so then everything underneath will become tameh. Even though the mace is only over here, somebody does a dead body over here, it could make everything tameh in this entire room. Even though the fork is down here, it's okay, it will become tameh. Now also, that's one halacha. Also this halacha of chatzitza. We want to know, what about the roof on top of this? Is there tumah over here? So if there's a tefach from the ground to the roof, so then the halacha is the tumah will not go through. If there's less than a tefach, then we don't consider it as if it's oil. So therefore, the tumah will go through and things on top of the roof will become tumah.
Tefach between the ground or between the top of the mace?
It's between the top of, I believe the top of the mace. Yeah, I believe so. I have to double check that. But the shear is a tefach. So says the Gemara that the same way you find by oil tumah, the halach is tefach, so too the halach of a sukkah to be considered that you have another sukkah on top of a sukkah, that the shear is going to be with a tefach. Again, just see it inside tefach, agav tefach, borum tefach, you have a tefach by a tefach, and it's lifted off by a tefach, maybe a satumah could make that the whole room has tumah, v'choitzis b'fnei atumah, and it could also be a chatzitza for tumah. Avo pachas mirim tefach, however, if it's less than a tefach high, loy mevi v'loy choitzis, it cannot make the tumah go in the entire room, and also won't be a chatzitza. Comes along Rav Chisda and Rabba by Rav Huna, and they argue, Rav Chisda and Rabba Rav Huna Amri, Arba, they say, no, the measurement is not a tefach, however, the measurement is going to be four. If you have four tefachim, again, the guy at the bottom made his schach, and then the second schach was made four tefachim high, then the halacha is, will be considered a sukkah agabi sukkah. However, less than four tefachim, we will not consider it sukkah agabi sukkah, we'll consider it one big sukkah. Why is that? Shaloi matzinu makim chashuv pachas merba. Because we do not find anywhere a chashuv a place, a considerable, like a chashuv a place that less than four. So therefore, when you want to have the halacha of sukkah agabi sukkah, that only applies when you have one sukkah, then a space of four, then the person put a new level of schach.
Four on its own is not a kosher sukkah. You need ten.
Right, right. But we don't limit sinu a makom chashuv less than four. That's what's going on here. Ushmul Amar.
The makom chashuv less than four is 4x4 floor space. Going up, we don't have an instance of four. It's either 3 for Ara Smithalei or it's 10 for Mechitza. What if we have four vertical?
You're right. If you take a look at Rashi, Shlei Matzinu Makom Choshev, it's like 5 lines down the wide lines. Shlei Matzinu in the towards lower than. Shlei Matzinu Makom Choshev Liyos Veshus LaAtzmei LeKarmelus LeYeshus Ayachet Pachas Merbo Kida Amar BeYitzius Shabbos VaChanami Lav Veshus LaAtzmei LeKriyos Sukkah Al Gabi Sukkah.
Here, but it doesn't really answer my question.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Ushmul Amar. Let's see what Shmuel says. Ushmul Amar Asara. Shmuel says that the shear is 10 tefachim. My time of the Shmuel. What's the reason of Shmuel? Because kehachshera kach psula. That the same halacha of the way you make a kosher sukkah, that's the only thing that can make a pasul sukkah. Ma hachshera ba'asara. The same way, if you want to make a kosher sukkah, you have to make sure that you have a height of 10 tefachim. Af psula ba'asara. So too, if you want to consider a sukkah gabi sukkah to make a sukkah pasul, we have to have a real full-fledged sukkah. In the same way, a full-fledged sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim high. To make a problem of sukkah gabi sukkah, it has to be that the second sukkah, the higher sukkah, is at least 10 tefachim high also. Right? Oh, you're right. I'm thinking about what you're asking. It's a good harataka. What are you asking? Oh. Pardon? What? Let's say there wouldn't be a table. We're going to get to the halacha of what type of... Right. You're right. You would be considered underneath schach pasul. You're right. You would have that halacha. Oh, Zakti Gemar, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the Mishnah brings the Tanakama, then it brings the Behuda. It says, Sukkah gabi sukkah hal yoyna ksheir v'tachtayna psula. And then comes along a Behuda, Behuda oimer, im ein diurim bel yoyna. If there's nobody living, literally, diur means if there's nobody living up there, then you won't have the problem of sukkah gabi sukkah. So says the Gemara, Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer, Emein diurim bel yoyna, hatachtoinik sheir. Rabbi Yehuda says if there's no diurin up on the top sukkah, then we don't have a problem with sukkah gabi sukkah, and the tachtoin will be kosher. What does that mean? My ein diurim. What does it mean that there's no diurin up on top? Elema diurin mamish. If you want to say that means diurin literally, Otu diurin kogarmi? Why in the world should Rabbi Yehuda say that it depends on are people living there or not? Why is that a barometer? Why should we measure with that? Elolav, my ein diurin. What does it mean that there's no diurin on the top sukkah? It means kol she'ein ru'uyo ledira. It means that it's not befitting to live up there. It's not a befitting place to have a dwelling place. V'heichidami, what is that? Deloy gavaya asar. And that means that it's not high 10 tvachim. Anything less than 10 tvachim is not a place where people normally have deer. You can't really live there properly. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So now we could come along and say, what is the shita of the Tanakama? Mechlal, the Tanakama sabar, afal pi she'ein ru'i ladir apsula. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, if our understanding of Rabbi Yehuda is correct, that Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im ein diurim bel yoinah tachtayna ksheira," means that if it's not 10 tfachim high, if the second sukkah, if the upper sukkah is not 10 tfachim high, so then the bottom one will be kosher. So then seemingly the Tanakama argues on that, and he says that even if the sukkah, the higher sukkah, is not 10 tfachim high, still it will create problems for the lower sukkah. So that l'chayr doesn't stem with what we said before. We just said from Shmuel that you have to have, the only time you have a problem with sukkah, gabi sukkah, is when the higher sukkah is 10 tefachim high. What do you mean? L'chayr, the way we're understanding the Tanakama right now is that the Tanakama is saying that even if the sukkah, the upper sukkah, is not 10 tefachim high, still it creates problem for the bottom sukkah. Sakti Gemar, ki asr Rav Dimi, Omer Rav Dimi came along and he switched pshat. He said over, Amri b'marava, they said over in Eretz Yisrael, im ein hatachtoina yichayla lakabel ksar karim uksasay shel yayna hatachtoina ksheira. We redefined what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that it's dependent on a sheer tent fachim. Rather, he said was, Avada, we're talking about that it's not strong enough. The sukkah, the higher sukkah, is not strong enough to hold pillows and blankets. It's not strong enough. So mechlal, the Tanakama savar, afal pisha ain ru'i l'kabel psula. It seems like if that's what Rabbi Yehuda said, there must be the Tanakama holds that even if the upper sukkah is not strong enough to hold pillows and blankets, still the Tanakama says it creates problems. So again, that does that stem with Shmuel? Avada, we're talking about that the upper sukkah is higher than 10 tefachim. So Avada, we're going with Shmuel. The whole issue is that it's able to, the upper sukkah is able to hold pillows and blankets, but it's with difficulty. It's not so easy. It's a little bit shaky when you start putting things on. So then, there's a machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Do we consider that a sukkah gabi sukkah? Tanakama says, since it could end up holding pillows and blankets, and it's 10 tefachim high, so we consider it a sukkah. Therefore, you have a problem. Sukkah, al gabi sukkah. However, Yehuda holds that saying the only way that it could hold the pillows and blankets is with difficulty. So therefore, we cannot consider the top sukkah sukkah. Therefore, we don't have a problem of sukkah, al gabi sukkah. We have one sukkah, and we could disregard the fact that there's an upper sukkah. Okay. Very good. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. So it was a hot sukkah, hot yamtav sukkah. So he decided that he's going to put a sheet above the entire sukkah to protect from the sun. Or if he put a sheet underneath the srach, mipnei hanishar, because he didn't want leaves of the srach falling in. Or if he placed a sheet above a four-post bed, meaning if you had a nice big bed with four poles and he placed sheet upon it, so is he considered that he's underneath the srach or not? Do we say that there's some type of hefsik? So the Mishnah says, in such a case, it will be psula, will be pasul. However, if you just have a two-pole bed, then it will be kosher. Meaning to say, if this is a person's bed, and he placed the pole here and here, and he put the sheet over it, so the sheet is just going like this, so then it will be kosher. If you put four posts on the bed, and then there's a sheet going straight across, so that will be a problem. If you just put two in the middle, and it's slanted over like a tent, so then it will be okay. The whole halacha over here is only if a person places a sheet because he's afraid that leaves are going to fall in. So there he's trying to create a protection over him. Then it creates problems. But if he's putting up because it looks beautiful to make it's like part of his decorations of the sukkah, then it will be kosher. Says the Gemara Pshita, that's simple. It says clearly in our Mishnah, the whole problem is if you put up a sheet to protect you from the leaves. If you put it up for the sake of decoration, then it will be okay. Says the Gemara, you would think that the halacha applies also to when you place decorations. And the only reason why the Mishnah said that you place the sheet to protect you from the leaves, or to the milsiktani, maybe, because that's the normal way people normally place sheets to protect themselves from leaves. But even if you place it for decoration, it would be a problem. Kamash Malan, then no, it's our Mishnah specific that the problem is only said when you put it there for the sake of protecting yourself. However, if you're putting it there for decoration, then it's okay. Says the Gemara, let's bring proof to that shita that the whole halacha is only said when you're doing it for protection, because it says, sichicha kilchasa, if you put up a schach, you followed the halacha, you did what you're supposed to do, v'itra b'kramim, and you decorated the sukkah with kramim, like embroidery, v'sadinim, and sheets, hamatsiyarun, different pictures on the sheets, v'talaba egoizen, you hung up nuts, shkedim, also different nuts, and afrasekin and peaches, v'rimoinen and pomegranates, and parchile anovim and different clusters of grapes, v'atoris shel shibaylin, and they translated shibaylin as like stalks. The toris is the
wreaths of grain.
Pardon, what they say?
Wreaths of grain.
Okay, and yenos, and if the person hung up wine, shamanim, oil, v'slasa, v'siltos, and flour, also l'sapik mehem, he's not allowed to have any pleasure from them on the yomtiv of Sukkis ad maitzi yamtiv achin shalchak. He has to wait until after till yamtiv is over. If he made a condition that he's going to take from it, hakol fitnoi, then we could follow the condition that he made. But either way, it says very clearly, the first part of the Mishnah says that he hung up sadin and hamasiyarm. He hung up sheets. So you see, you're able to hang up sheets, and the Gemara understands he hung up sheets above him. So you see that so long as you're doing it for decoration, you're okay. Says the Gemara, maybe when it says in the Mishnah that he hung up sheets, maybe it does not mean that he hung up above him. Maybe it means he hung up on the walls. So then you wouldn't have any proof to our shayla. Somebody hangs up decorations, and he now wants to know, is his sukkah smaller? Meaning, if it takes up a certain amount, let's say a person has a minimal shear sukkah, is it now considered smaller because there's decorations taking up some of the space? So the first shita is that ein memait in the sukkah, it does not make your sukkah smaller. Amar of Ashi, Rav Ashi comes along and he says, umin hatsad memaitin. If you go ahead and you put it on the side, so it's taking up your space of, we said the minimal shear is machsekas reishay rubay v'shulchanay, a person has to have at least 7x7 to be able to hold him, his head, the majority of his body, and the table, then that would be a problem. The Gemara brings the story over here. Meniman Avdei de Rav Ashi, Meniman, who was the servant of Rav Ashi, Itchmishdei lay kesoinsa b'mayim, his shirt fell into water, and he wanted to dry it. V'ishtucha amitalasa, so he put it up to dry upon the sach. Omalei Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi said to him, Dalye, you should go remove it. Deloy leimu kamasachi b'dover mekabel tumah. You should remove it, because people are going to come along and say that you're placing sach, which is something that is susceptible to tumah, and the halach is that sach has to be not mekabel tumah. So he said back, v'haka chazile, people are seeing the retivah. Everybody sees that my shirt is completely soaked in water, and they see that my intention of putting it there is not, I'm not putting my shirt there to be sach. My intention putting there is just that I want my shirt to dry. So it says the Gemara that l'chi yafshe kamina l'cha. What I meant to say is that when it dries, make sure to remove it, because people are not going to know what you're doing it for. Then people are going to think it's actually there for sach. But while it's wet, and everybody could see that it's wet, then there's no problem. Zakti Gemar Itmar, noi sukkah hamuflagin mimenu arba. If you have decorations of a sukkah that are separated from the sach by 4 tefachim, meaning they're hanging very low down, some type of chandelier hanging low down, more than 4 tefachim. Rav Nachman Amar Kshera, Rav Nachman says it's still kosher, you can sit underneath over there, there's no problem. Rav Kitzta, Rav Barhuna Amri, they say, psula, they say that the only time a decoration will be okay, that's when it's within 4 tefachim, then we could see it bottled to the sach. However, once it's 4 tefachim away from the sach, then we could see it its own entity, and then it will be a problem, we can't see it bottled to the sach. So Gemara brings the story, the Rav Kitzta, Rav Barhuna, Ikloi, Lebei Reish Galusa. So Rav Kitzta and Rabbi Huna, they came on Yom Tov to the house of the Reish Galusa. So what happened is that Rav Nachman was the Rav of the person. Reish Galusa is like the mayor of the city. So Rav Nachman was the Rav for the Reish Galusa. So it says the Gemara that Agninhu Rav Nachman Besukah. So Rav Nachman placed Rabba and Rav Kitzta in the sukkah. Shenoya Muflagin Mimenu Arba Tvachim. Rav Nachman placed them in the sukkah that the decorations were separated from the schach by 4 tefachim. Meaning to say that Rav Nachman followed his shita, that even if it's away more than 4 tefachim, still it's a kosher sukkah. Ishtiku, V'loy amrle v'loy midi. So Rabba and Rav Chisda and Rabba Bar Funa didn't say anything, even though that they were living in the sukkah where the decorations were more than four tefachim away. They didn't say anything. So Amr Lohu, Sir Nachman said to them, Hodr Bohu Rabbanu Mishmatayu. Did the Rabbanu, did they retract from their Shita? We know that Rav Nachman was saying to them, I know that you held not like that. You held that if you have a sukkah and the nice sukkah, the decoration of the sukkah, more than four tefachim away, it creates problems. Amrulay, he said, no, they said back to Rav Nachman, we didn't retract. Rather, anan shluche mitzvah anan, upturim anan sukkah. We're messengers, we're doing a mitzvah right now, we're coming to the Reish Galusa, there's a mitzvah to come to the Rebbe but on the Yom Tov of sukkah. So therefore, since we're shluche mitzvah, we're parted from the sukkah. So you're right, we consider this that we're not in a sukkah. But there's no problem, we're out of a sukkah. Omer Yehuda Mashmul, anu alach, mutter lisham bikila besukkah. A person who if his bed has four posts it, and he puts up a sheet upon the four posts, the halach is says Shmuel, you're able to sleep in such a bed. There's no problem. Afal pishi yesh lagag, even though there's a roof. V'hu she'ena gvoy asara. So that's already says the Gemara that's only said when the sheet is not high 10 tefachim. So you have your four posts. The sheet that you're placing above the four posts less than 10 tefachim, then it's good. It says Gemara Toshma Hayoshim Bikila Besukah. Somebody who sleeps in this type of bed, the four post bed, it's called a kila. Lo yotza yudecha v'asai. It's considered he did not fulfill his mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah. Meaning to say, there's a problem. He created a problem for himself. We don't see him underneath the schach. Says the Gemara Hocha b'me'eskinon kishagavaya asara. You're right. That Braisa that says if you sleep in a sukkah liyotze dechavase, that's talking about when the sheet was higher than 10 tefachim. Once the sheet is higher than 10 tefachim, then it creates problems to sleep in such a bed. However, Shmuel only said his halacha when the sheet was less than 10 tefachim. Mesa says the Gemara Yoshin Tachas Samita, somebody who sleeps in underneath a bed b'sukkah liyotze dechavase. It says that he's not yotze his chiyuv. He didn't do what he's supposed to do. So the Gemara understands that it should be the same halacha. The same way Shmuel says you could sleep underneath a four-post bed. There's no problem with that. So you should be able to sleep underneath a bed. And yet we know if you sleep underneath a bed, lo yotze dechevase. Says the Gemara, hatigma Shmuel b'mita gvei asar. You're right. Shmuel is talking about when the bed was lifted up more than 10 tefachim high and you slept underneath it. Then it's a problem. However, if the bed is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, so there's only a space of 7 tefachim from the ground to the bed, then you're able to sleep underneath the bed, exactly like what Shmuel said. Shmuel says that when you're four post bed, if the sheet is higher than 10 tefachim, you have a problem. If the sheet is lower than 10 tefachim, you're okay.
That's why you can't cover yourself with a blanket.
Pardon?
You can't cover
right.
Blanket.
Yeah.
You're saying that those posts are less than 10 tefachim.
Right. So then the sheet is less than 10 tefachim off the bed. Yeah. Toshma. So come in here. Oh, it says, Oisha Pierce, Agabe Kinoifis. It says that if a person goes ahead and he places a sheet above a four-post bed, psula, it says very clearly, if you're sleeping in a kinefis bed, a four-post bed, it will be a problem. Doesn't shlim with Shmuel. Says the Gemara, hasam nami to be asara. That's what it says, that if you sleep in a kinefis bed, a four-post bed, it creates problems. That's talking about where the sheet is higher than 10 tefachim. In fact, the Gemara, v'halek tani achi. We didn't say like that. Why the tani? We learned in a braisa, there's a naklitin bed, which is shnaim, which is a two-post bed, like we demonstrated before, that it's just the sheet is like a tent, like this. You put a post here, and you place the sheet going like this. That's a naklitan bed, and a kinoifus bed is arba, and a kinoifus bed has four posts. Pirus algabi kinoifus. If you place the sheet upon the kinoifus, which is a four-post bed, psula, then the halach is it's possible. Agabi naklitin. However, if you place the sheet above a two-post bed, ksheira, then the halachas will be kosher. Ubulvad shelo yu naklitin gevayim min amita asaro. This that we're saying that you're able to sleep in a two-post bed. That's only so long as the poles are less than 10 tefachim. This way, your sheet is less than 10 tefachim off. Let off the bed. Mechlal, says the Gemara, the kinoifis, if that's, now we can learn from the Braisa, that must be that the kinoifis is talking about, afal pisha ein gvoin asara, that will also be possible. Meaning, because the Braisa has two cases, has a case of naklitin, has a case of kinoifis, has a four-post bed and a two-post bed. A two-post bed is kosher, four-post bed is possible. That's what it says. But yet the Braisa speaks out that this that we're saying, that the two-post bed is going to be kosher, that's only when the sheet is less than 10 tefachim off the bed. So seemingly, that when we say that you have a four-post bed will be possible, it's talking about a similar case, as when the two post bed. The two post bed is only kosher when it's within 10 tefachim. So to the four post bed is only going to be, will be possible even though it's within 10 tefachim. So that doesn't stem with Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Shani kinoifis de kivi. The four post bed of a kinoifis is different than what Shmuel was speaking about. Shmuel was speaking about a kilo, which is four post bed, and there's also a kinoifis, which is also four post bed. The difference is one is permanent, one is not a permanent. One is more like a folding bed. People have beds with the four posts, that's a permanent bed. Then even if it's less than 10 tefachim, then it creates problems. We can consider you and you're not underneath the schach. However, Shmuel is talking about that kilo bed, and since it's like a temporary type of bed, so then if it's less than 10 tefachim, then it's okay. Higher than 10 tefachim, even the kilo bed will create problems. Frakti Gemara, Bari Sukkah, Gabi Sukkah, going back to our case, so the Sukkah on top of the Sukkah. The Kvi, they're both permanent. For Amr Shmuel, Kach Sheira Kach Tzula. Shmuel said in the Amr before, it said that the whole Shmuel only has a problem with Sukkah Gabi Sukkah if the top Sukkah is at least 10 Tvachim high. So even though the top Sukkah could be Kvi, could be a permanent type of situation that you're going to leave it forever and ever, you're going to have a situation like this, still Shmuel says the only time you create problems if this is at least 10 Tvachim high. So why is it that when Shmuel's talking about the four post bed, he says that if it's a permanent four-post bed, that even if it's less than 10 tefachim, it creates problems. Amri, hasam dil misl sukkah basara. In this case, when you have sukkah gabi sukkah, so this is the bottom one is a complete kosher sukkah. We want to know, could by placing a second sukkah upon it, does that create problems? That's only when it's at least 10 tefachim. You're going to come to pasel to knock out the bottom sukkah. That's only if this higher sukkah is a 10 tefachim sukkah. But in the case of the four-post bed, dil shuyu oyala, that the issue is, are you creating a tent? Are you creating that you're now within the oil of that bed and we will consider you outside the sukkah? That's only if it's 10 tefachim. But batzim asara, so then havi oyala, and in a case where it's permanent, to go ahead and to create an oil, even if it's less than 10, we'll see that you created yourself an oil. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Tachlifa by Ravimi, Amar Shmuel, Hayoshin Bikila Orum. If somebody is completely undressed from head to toe and he's sleeping inside this kila, underneath this bed that has a sheet over it, and he wants to know, could he learn Kriyashma? The halacha is a person cannot learn Kriyashma when he's completely undressed. So says Shmuel, Moitzi Roshay Chutz Kila, he could stick his head outside the Kila, the Kari Kriyashma, and then he's able to say Kriyashma. We'll consider it as if he's covered. Says the Gemara, Meisvei Hayoshan Bekila Arum, somebody's completely undressed and he's sleeping inside a Kila. Lo Yoitzi Roshay Chutz Kila, Vikar Kriyashma. He cannot stick his head out to learn Kriyashma. That's clearly not like Shmuel. Shmuel says he could. It's talking about when the kila is this that you're not allowed to do that. That's talking about when the kila is high 10. And here's Rashi explains it very interesting. That if the pshat is that this kila is 10 tefachim high, the four posts are 10 tefachim high, and then so therefore it's considered that you're in. It creates a reshus by itself. So then, if your body is inside this kila, you just want to stick your head out of the kila. So the halacha is your head always follows the body. So therefore, the problem is that it doesn't help to go ahead and stick your head out, because your head will be considered as if it's in the same place as your body. You're completely undressed. You can't say kriyashma. However, if it's less than 10 tefachim, so then we can consider you as if it's all one big rishul. It's not its own place. So therefore, we can consider the sheets like a shirt. That's what it is. It's like you're covered over. If you're like a blanket, exactly. And a blanket can be considered the same way I'm allowed to lean Kriyashma right now because I'm wearing a shirt. I'm wearing a jacket. I'm able to do that. We could consider the sheet as if you have a blanket upon you. That's your clothing. Then you're able to lean Kriyashma. Yeah, covered up over here. Exactly. Yeah. So this Gemara over here holds that there's no problem from Levi Reis Erva. The Gemara's issue is just the your head. Yeah, you're right. They pointed out. The Rishon pointed out. Very good. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Achanam misabro midiktoni seifa halamaz v'doyme loymel bebeis arim shloi yotzi roishay chutz lachalain v'yikur kiyushma shmamino." The same way the halacha is that if a person is undressed and he's in his house, is he able to stick his head out the window to learn kiyushma? He's not able to, because since his house is a reshus, his head will follow the house, and therefore he's not able to say Kriyashma.